This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview. Okay, so I would like to talk about online sports betting and gambling. Now, the reason I'm asking this, we've done a podcast on addiction, we've done one on alcoholism, things in the sphere. But there's something new that's happened, certainly in the United States over the last 10 years or so. It used to be that if you wanted to do some kind of gambling, you had to go to a casino, you had to go to a place, you had to go to a gas station, you were seen. Now, there is a kind of ubiquity with online sports betting, especially among young men. And I wonder if we could just have a conversation about this and see where you go in terms of biblical discernment and wisdom. Because there are some difficult aspects of this. There is the sports betting and gambling, and that seems to be a major player here. Some of the big sports networks are now in these huge contracts and are putting it every time you go to their website or open up the app on your phone and you see these advertisements for sports betting. I've even seen recently with the Super Bowl, many people in my social media timeline who are talking about, you know, that's the little bit they put here, $5 here on this team or maybe $10 on that team. Is that sinful or is it not sinful? There's a lot of questions that are related to this that I think could be helpful to us in our own personal holiness. And I wonder if you could speak to the issue first and then talk about it a little bit.
I don't want to be involved in gambling at all, small, large. And it has to do with what the Bible teaches about our attitude toward wealth. That's where I would begin, is what is motivating the desire for gambling? And I realize, even if you listen to people who've been addicted to gambling, a part of the attraction to some is just the thrill of the chance, right? The thrill of winning. Mm-hmm. There's something addictive about the winning and the losing and all that goes into that emotionally. But most people, when you talk about the desire for gambling, it's about the desire to make money. It's about the desire to gain wealth. And so we have to ask some questions about that. What does the Bible teach about wealth? And one of the principles we find in Scripture is not to set your heart on it. The desire to get rich is not a good desire. So I would begin there. And then you think about what is a legitimate way to make money according to the Scriptures. And it's labor, it's work, it's regular effort. It's not something quick. It's not something that I'm trying to achieve in a way that would take me away from the means that God has ordained to make a living, to provide. So those are some things that come to my mind, Josh. When you think about gambling in general, the desire to get rich is not a healthy desire. And then the desire to get rich quick is not a healthy desire. And the Bible speaks to both. Let me just mention a few verses that come to my mind. Just a few. There are many more than these, but just from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 13, verse 11. Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase. Now, why would wealth gained hastily dwindle versus whoever gathers little by little? Because one points to an approach to making money that is principled, that is disciplined. Another, the very fact that you've gained it hastily, in this case, would indicate probably something that you didn't work for in a normal kind of way. You haven't displayed already the maturity necessary to handle money in the very way that you acquired your money. So there's that verse. Proverbs 15:27. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. Now, obviously, this is unjust gain, but what's interesting to me about that verse is there's a greed involved. And so if we ask about this desire to be rich, there's a belief operating in that desire. That is, I'm going to find something in wealth that I don't have in the Lord. I'm going to find something in these riches that will give me something more than what God has chosen to give me, that what I already have in my relationship to Him. This is a good question for us to ask. Is my heart satisfied in the Lord? Does my heart trust that God will provide for me what I need through the means of earning a living that He has ordained, set forth in Scripture, which is work and labor and those sorts of things? Do I desire that God will provide for me that way? And is my heart satisfied? Am I content with what God chooses to give me? The Apostle Paul equates the Spirit of God, through the Apostle Paul and the Word of God, equates greed with idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
So a greedy heart is an idolatrous heart. I'm looking for something in material things that I think, whether I can admit it or not, I don't already have in the Lord. This is why our Lord said, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and material things. You'll choose one or the other. So is my heart set on the Lord? Proverbs 20, verse 21. An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. So again, there's this idea of trying to get something quickly.
Yeah.
Proverbs 21, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's this contrast between diligence, discipline, hard work, doing the things God has ordained, versus some quick route to wealth that both exposes my greed and my lack of financial maturity, my lack of discipline that wants to get there some way that doesn't involve obeying the Lord in terms of the regular means that He's ordained to earn wealth. Mm-hmm. Those are just a few verses that come to mind. There are many more.
Yeah.
But these are the problems with gambling in general. That would be my answer. Gambling is sinful as to its desires. Gambling is sinful as to its lack of discipline. Gambling is sinful as to its lack of satisfaction. Gambling is sinful as to its untrusting nature toward the means that God has ordained to take care of us.
Would you say that's a blanket sort of statement about gambling? So is degree, does that have any place here? I'm going to put $5 down on this game or whatever versus $100 or $1,000. Some people might squander their money or their inheritance on those kinds of things.
Yeah, and what I would say is I would not presume that everyone who wants to put $5 down on the
office pool or
the
something,
office pool or something is operating in the same realm as those verses I just read.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is a hard issue here, isn't
sure.
it? I mean,
yeah.
So we're talking about that. But the reason why I would not participate in those things, as minimal as the risk is because I think there is the danger of deadening your conscience toward these issues we've just talked about. And though it's a small one, it's still a testimony as to my lack of satisfaction with the means that God has ordained for me to earn a living and His ability to satisfy my heart with whatever He chooses to give me, a lack of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why am I doing this? What is that's a good question for anyone to ever ask, small or large. However small or large the risk might be, what's driving this? What is the belief that stands behind my desire to participate in this? What do I think I'm going to have if I win it? You know, they've done a study of the lottery winners and what ends up happening to their lives afterwards.
Yeah, they're miserable.
And most people are ruined by it.
Mm-hmm.
Another element of gambling that we don't sometimes think about is what else is wrapped up in it. You know, the gambling industry is not operating as a nonprofit. So most people are losing their money to this. Almost everyone is losing. It's a racket.
Poor people as well.
Exactly. It's a racket. It's some have called it a tax on the poor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because what ends up happening is poor people, in the desire to escape their poverty, end up taking what little they do have and then wasting it in this realm. There's an entire industry that takes advantage of people. The odds are highly in the favor of the people in charge of it, not in the favor of you who are trying to gain money through it, etc. So there's a lot more wrapped up in it than meets the eye, which is why I wouldn't participate in it at any level.
Yeah, unfortunately, more and more states are open to legalize gambling now than what used to be. What if I am a hard worker? I've got a job and I've been in this job for a while. I have handled my money rightly. During that time, I've not squandered it away on fruitless living. I want to take a portion of what I make or what I have saved, and I want to invest it. And I want to invest it in something like the market, and it is a kind of gamble to do that. Maybe there's an argument to be made that it's not the same thing. It's not a, you know, it's apples and oranges, maybe. And I wonder if you could just think through that with me. Is this a wise use of maybe what I have earned versus, say, to put $1,000 on the Super Bowl game?
Yeah, when you're investing in the stock market, if you're doing it rightly, you're investing in a business. Mm-hmm. You're investing in the very kinds of ways that we've just described as to how God has ordained people to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something substantive there. There's a product there
mm-hmm.
that you're investing in versus just the outcome of a contest that you have no control over. Even the people involved in the contest have minimal control over in some ways. Right? You can play a great game and lose
mm-hmm.
by the bounce of a ball. So mm-hmm. we're not talking about something that is in terms of that particular contest, something that is aiming to produce something. It's not a company per se. It's a game. So I think there's a difference to be noted there. How about you? How would you answer that? You ask the question, I'll return it.
Okay, well, just put it back on me. Well, I think there can be wise principles in terms of investing.
Yeah.
As you said, that it is a business. This can happen even within your own town. Let's just say I grew up in a very small town in Ohio. And let's just say there is a business there that I am investing in for the benefit of those who are in the town as well. I have confidence in the leadership in that business, and I think they're going to use my investment wisely. There may be the benefit of a return on my investment that would bless me as much as it might bless that business and also the town in a larger way, and I think that can be a wise and principled way of using one's money. I'm saying this though, and even asking you the question as extra income, maybe not something by which I live and need to sustain my life or my family with, but as maybe something that's extra that could be used as an investment, which might secure either a benefit for maybe the future generations who come after me, rather than maybe putting it all in a savings account at a bank, which there are some benefits for doing that. You might get a very small percentage of return versus putting it in maybe some fund that might make more money over time for the benefit of those who might come after me. I think there are some principles there that can be solid biblical principles too, that are derived at least from biblical principles, that would make it a wise source of investing rather than say, getting an account on DraftKings and spending $1,000 a month trying to make a quick buck. I like the verses you were saying from Proverbs about trying to acquire wealth quickly and mm-hmm. how that's a danger to an individual, both morally and for the generation.
Yeah, the reason why those verses are in the book of Proverbs is because they give insight into the heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why am I trying to gain money quickly? What is my motive? And
the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
All kinds
of
evil.
And it seems that that's a big motivation for those who are in this kind of regular practice of online
gambling. Yeah, we always begin with God and His glory and His ability to satisfy our hearts. That's where I would always begin with anything having to do with wealth. Is what is driving you a lack of contentment? Because there's nothing you will ever find, even if you get what you're going after, that will replace God in terms of the ability to satisfy your heart. That's idolatry. So if I'm looking to money to satisfy my heart, I'm already on the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin there. Then you ask, how has God, the one who satisfies my heart, how has He ordained for men to make money, to supply for themselves and mm-hmm. their families?
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't find in Scripture is a gambling plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you do find in Scripture is discipline and hard work and investment, mm-hmm. as you've just described. Those mm-hmm. are the principles you find in Scripture. So gambling is something foreign mm-hmm. to those principles. And if we ask, are there verses that do address the kind of spirit and attitude and mindset present in gambling, mm-hmm. every one of those verses would speak against gambling, not for gambling.
Right.
So the desire to make money quickly and mm-hmm. all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just work in that direction, God, now what is His plan?
Mm-hmm.
Now how does gambling compare to that plan?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything affirmative on behalf of gambling in the Scriptures? No. Are there verses that would address some of what drives gambling in the Scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do they say about it? Negative things about it. So when you go at it from that point of view, you arrive at the place where I'm at, which is I don't want to participate in gambling
mm-hmm.
and at in any way, at any level. But we do want to note, and we did, you know, it's a heart issue.
Sure.
And so the guy who says, I'm tossing in $5 in my, you know, business pool, I don't think is aiming to violate all of that Scripture.
Right.
I would even say this too, you know, Josh, what we get should be glorifying to God. So I've talked about this with my children before, as we've joked about, you know, the power lotto, you know, what, put down a buck and I, you know, I'd give this to the church. And then you want to say, yeah, but now forever, what would be the reputation of the church that would receive such a gift? Right? This is the church that the lottery built.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is that glorifying to God? And the answer, of course, is it's not. God doesn't need the lottery to build his church. God doesn't need you to win it to help his church. He does not. He has everything that we need individually. He has everything that his church needs. And he will supply for his church in ways that confound the world, not in a way that confirms worldly desires. And he has done that for us here at Founders over and over again, supplied for us in ways that can that would confound worldly wisdom. And that's God's glory, to demonstrate that he is the owner of everything, the creator of everything, the supplier of everything. He has no lack, no need. We don't need to operate with any fear. Matthew chapter 6, look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers of the field. God takes care of them. Won't he take care of you? Oh, you of little faith. And to realize that I have in God what I will never have in money. If I'm a wealthy man, I have in God what I do not have in my wealth. If I'm a poor man, I have in God what I could never have in my wealth. And so there's nothing in that realm that I need to long after, seek after in a way that would violate Scripture. God is enough. And if that's our heart attitude, then gambling becomes a clear issue for us. The only thing that would make it foggy is not understanding those things.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.